The Bass Federation has been a vital part of the BASS organization for a long, long time. In recent days, a lot of consternation, also a lot of controversy going on between the Bass Federation, Inc., and BASS. And with me today is Robert Cartledge, the president of Bass Federation, Inc. And Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Terry. Glad to be here.
Well, I guess the first thing is, and I'd ask you if you could, to kind of give us a level set of exactly what's going on. Of course, everybody that's seen the press release knows that there's been some movement within Bass to displace the guys that are the leading officers in the Bass Federation, Inc. And if you could kind of talk about that, that'd be great.
Well, there was a letter sent out last Friday by Bass General Manager Don Rux that stated we were out as division reps, which is kind of interesting since Bass did not elect us to the division reps post. The state federations did. And so it's kind of akin to me calling George Bodenheimer, president of ESPN, and telling him he's fired. Not my place to do that. Ultimately, the division reps and the officers of TBF Inc. do not work for Bass ESPN. They work for the federations.
Well, you know, you've got a large group of federations, some 50 or so federated states and all that, and they do pick you to kind of be the voice and to be able to talk in a unified voice to BASS. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, Terry. You know, while each state president is responsible for working for their state federation, a state president can't speak for the group as a whole. His job is to speak for his state, and so the divisional rep's job to gather input from their state presidents. The presidents set the path forward, and the presidents are the ultimate decision makers, and it's the division rep's job to take that message forward, whatever that message is.
Well, how much now? There was a recent announcement from Gary Jones down at BASS that said that they wanted to increase dues for the federation by $5, and how much does that play into this thing?
Well, you know, this is not about $5, quite frankly. If that had been handled correctly, you know, we wouldn't have an issue here. And we explained that to Gary Jones. He sent out an email to the presidents on November the 1st telling them about a $5 dues increase. Now, the interesting part of that is we met with Bass at the Classic. There was no discussion. All the presidents met with him and the reps. There was no discussion of an increase. The reps met with Gary Jones in Indiana at the Northern Divisional in September. Again, no discussion of a dues increase. We've talked by phone and with today's email many times. No discussion of an increase. And then to get one all of a sudden was kind of a shock to the president.
Well, you look at this thing, as you mentioned, $5, you know, it doesn't seem like an insurmountable amount. But when you look at the membership has to vote on that, I would think.
Absolutely, they do. And by Bass's own, if you go to the Bass website and download the new club packet document that's there today, the bylaws clearly state a $15 a year's dues. And so every club and most federations have that outlined in their bylaws, and it cannot just be changed. And that was the message we gave to Gary Jones in our conference call with him on November 2nd, is you've got to give these guys some time to go back and vote on this and tell their members we can't just force it on the membership.
Well, you know, I've been a member of the Federation for as long as I can remember and a member of Bass as well. And when you look at, you know, one of the things I've seen that hasn't wavered much with Bass or with the Federations is rules. You know, rules are meant to kind of give you some guidelines on how you're supposed to do things. And there really hasn't been any, you know, wavering there. But when you have something like this, it's really in the bylaws. It's really more than a set of rules, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's a binding legal set of bylaws. And you know, we can't just go around changing bylaws to suit whatever whim of the day we happen to have as presidents or as divisional reps or as BASS. They're there to protect the organization and the members from changes just like this one. And, you know, our feeling is our request was not unreasonable. The presidents overwhelmingly indicated they were not in favor of the dues increase, nor was their membership. So what we asked for was to wait until January, and which is January the 7th, we're having a meeting with the presidents. And that's 7 days after the December 31st deadline. We asked the presidents to collect the dues, the $15 dues, just as the bylaws state, and let's talk about this on January the 7th. Now, Bass took exception to that, but the reality of it is there has never been a year ever in the history of the Federation that all dues were paid by December 31st. It's just never happened. So for Don Brooks to draw a line in the sand like this is really unfair to the membership and to the Federation National Championship contenders who's already paid their dues last year and already paid the way for this championship and have already been promised those spots.
Well, I want to make sure we're clear on that, is there's a line drawn in the sand that if those dues aren't paid by the 31st for the following year, which is 2006, of course, then the contenders who are at the national championship for that particular state would not be able to attend. And what you're saying is, I'm going to read between the lines here, is that those dues were actually paid in 2005 so they could attend the 2006 National Federation Championship. Am I right?
Well, you're exactly right. And as a matter of fact, the presidents at the Classic and at the Federation National Championship this last year tried to get Bass to put the Federation National Championship in fiscal year 2005. Their argument was they wanted in January so that they could do more media and more press surrounding the last five or six now qualifiers into the Classic being Federation guys. But by and large, the states wanted it to be held in this calendar year. And that was Bass's choice to put it in January. It was not ours, nor the states. And, you know, now they're kind of using that against the members. And ultimately, we're going to take care of our members, you know, and I want that message to be loud and clear to all the Federation anglers out there and those that have qualified for the Federation National Championship is we're going to take care of you guys regardless. So there's nothing to worry about there.
Well, you know, you think about it. Here's a guy that has an opportunity to maybe live his dream, get a chance to fish a national championship is one thing, but then maybe to make the Bassmaster Classic on top of it. And really, I'm sure there's a lot of consternation out there with those particular group of anglers. You know, I had the luxury of fishing that in 97, which was a great event, by the way. But you look back at it, man, that was a dream come true. And now these guys are probably thinking, well, maybe I don't get to do this now. And that's not right.
It's absolutely not right. And you know, it's our job to make sure that that does not happen. And we're going to do our job.
Well, tell me a little bit about now, okay, what are next steps? What's going on here, if you can, in the next couple of minutes? Kind of give me some ideas of what's going on now.
Well, what's been going on the last 2 days, Terry, I can tell you personally that my email server Saturday and again Sunday has crashed just from the overwhelming amount of supportive emails from Federation members and state Federation presidents across the nation. The support has just been unreal, how much support that the division reps and the presidents have gotten in this matter in just 2 short days. We've heard from companies and industry sponsors and others in the industry. The Federation really has more opportunities ahead of it today than it has ever had.
Well, you know, and one thing I want to make sure we mention here is you guys as divisional reps are unpaid. This is a volunteer deal, and I know how much time you spend out there. So folks that think that maybe you're making a bunch of money doing this, that is incorrect.
That's absolutely incorrect. And, all the division reps and officers of the TBF, Inc. are absolutely unpaid and have been since we started. And we're doing this for the love of the sport and for nothing else. And it's very fulfilling. It's very challenging at times, but they are all unpaid volunteers, just like the state presidents are in each state.
Well, Robert, you know, I wish you the best here in upcoming days. I know there's going to be a lot of work that's ahead for the Federation, you guys in particular at divisional level, and I hope that, you know, for the good of the sport and the good for everybody, that everybody gets together and this thing works out.
Well, I certainly hope so, too. You know, the Federation has always had an open-door policy. You know, we will partner with anybody who has the best interest of this sport in mind, and that includes Bass or One Bass or FLW or anybody else. And that's always been the Federation's mission and policy, and I don't see that changing.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.